It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Arguably, the most famous Democratic congressman to represent South Carolina's 5th congressional district is one Frank Underwood.
It feels good to be back in Congress.
But Underwood is a work of fiction, the lead character in the TV series House of Cards. And South Carolina's 5th congressional district has been a Republican stronghold since 2010. Still, there are three congressional candidates looking to make life imitate fiction and flip the fifth back to the Democrats. They face their first challenge 1 week from today in a primary special election. And here to talk about these Democratic candidates is WFAE's Tom Bullitt. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
For those who don't know, remind us, if you will, why there is a special congressional election in South Carolina this year.
Sure. This election was called after Republican Mick Mulvaney resigned his seat in the House of Representatives in order to serve as President Donald Trump's budget director. Mulvaney was first elected back in 2010 as part of the Tea Party wave, and he co-founded the very conservative House Freedom Caucus. Mulvaney was very popular in his South Carolina district. He won re-election, Marshall, last November by a wider margin than Donald Trump, who easily carried both the district and the state.
So it seems this would be seen as a safe Republican seat then.
It would seem so, but Democratic candidates have fared surprisingly well in other recent special elections. One barely lost in Kansas in what had long been a safe Republican seat. And last week in Georgia, another Democrat just missed a 50% threshold to win another long-held Republican seat and now will face a runoff. So this year, with the strong reaction to the Trump presidency, you never know.
Yesterday, Tom, you introduced us to the Republicans running in South Carolina's special election. And if you missed that report, you can find it at WFAE.org. Today, Tom, you're here to tell us about the Democrats.
That's right. And this is a three-person race. First, there's Les Murphy. He's a former Marine, a disabled veteran, who founded and runs a nonprofit to help others like him. Here's what Murphy had to say about improving schools at a recent candidate forum.
Giving teachers a raise actually inspires them to teach to inspire and not standardize testing. We want creativity and we want to raise the teachers' level of pay so they don't live from check to check and then are truly teaching our children.
But Murphy's campaign hasn't garnered the buzz of the other two candidates. All three have never held elected office. And the two frontrunners represent very different sides of the Democratic Party. Archie Parnell decided to run for Congress when one of his friends would not.
I was talking with my neighbor across the street, who was the mayor of Sumter for 12 years, and I tried to convince him to run for the seat. He's a Democrat, but he said he didn't want to do that.
Instead, the neighbor convinced Parnell to jump in the race. A centrist Democrat who has worked for the Justice Department as a staffer on the Powerful Ways and Means Committee on Capitol Hill and as a tax expert with the investment firm Goldman Sachs. All this along with what he calls his South Carolina values of civility, thoughtfulness, and respect for all is why Parnell believes he's appealing to voters.
They will see the business experience that I've had, the tax experience I've had, both government, inside government, and outside of government. So I think they do appreciate somebody with that sort of experience to help them.
And since we all love color-coding candidates' political views, Parnell's moderate stance means he'd be a purpley-blue, a stark contrast to the deep Bernie Sanders shade of blue of his chief rival in this Democratic primary. Alexis Frank says she stands out for a number of reasons.
So, for starters, I'm the only woman. And I firmly believe that now, especially, it's a time for younger people to get involved.
And that she is. Whereas Parnell is 66, Alexis Frank is 26, a veteran who met and married her husband while serving. Frank is now a proud stay-at-home mom of two. Her husband is still active duty, and she just earned a graduate certificate in project management. Frank sees her age as an asset.
So many people who are in government right now are like, oh, millennials, those are important, but none of them are moving them like Bernie Sanders did. He's the only one. And so the only other way that you can get some of these people, millennials, fired up is to put one in their face and say, this is our time to do these things and to do them now.
On the issues, Frank and Parnell agree on some things. Take Obamacare.
There are problems with Obamacare, and it needs to be fixed. I mean, no law is passed in perfect condition. Things evolve.
I would never say that Obamacare was the perfect plan, but what you don't do is abolish something that has worked for the majority of people. You get your best people together and you rework the kinks.
They differ on other legislative priorities. Archie Parnell wants significant changes to the tax code, changes which would make filing simpler for individuals and encourage companies to bring overseas profits back to America. Frank wants more money to take care of veterans and their families. The Democrats in this primary must win 50% of the vote next Tuesday in order to avoid a May 16th runoff between the top two candidates. But either way, the primary is just the first hurdle. Yeah, that's true for any candidate, but arguably more so for these Democrats. The reason is simple, says pollster and political scientist Scott Huffman with Winthrop University. The Democrats haven't been able to find a candidate to do well in the general election there in years.
Everybody thought Fran Person, who ran against Mick Mulvaney in the last election cycle, was the person who would give them a chance. However, he ended up losing to Mick Mulvaney by more than Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump.
So how do these Democrats hope to flip the fifth? Both say it starts with the man in the White House and the reaction of some moderate Republicans to the policies of Donald Trump. Here's Alexis Frank.
We are using the momentum of people who are pissed. They are done with his lies, with the way that he has acted since he's been elected.
And here's Archie Parnell.
What we're experiencing now is sort of a Trump heartburn or second thoughts or buyer's remorse or something like that.
So both are reaching out to moderate Republicans, hoping to win crossover votes if they make it to the general election. And they just may get those crossovers. But if not, Scott Huffman says, there's another election for the same seat in 2018.
And that's really, frankly, the best opening for the Democrats. If some of Trump's policies don't pan out and he is getting hurt in public opinion more broadly, then that will be a very important factor in the 2018 general election.
However, both Alexis Frank and Archie Parnell say they're focused on this year and this race, but both have left open their options come 2018. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.